We hear a lot of pairing of words today. Saints and sinners, good and evil, prayer and parables. But the one that stands out for us today is power and patience. Both of those can be used in a good way to give glory to God and to welcome His kingdom in our hearts, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our families. But also, they can be misused, and they can cause a lot to sin, a lot to be separated, a lot of those to go astray from God. But God's power, which is perfect, is never used for Himself. We know that when Jesus was in the desert and when He was praying for 40 days, how the enemy tempted Him. He wanted Jesus to use the power that the Father has given Him, His own natural power, to be used for Himself. If you are the man, if you are the Son of Man, if you are the Son of God, then change this rock, this stone, into bread. And Jesus clearly says, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And He was asking Him, if you want power, I can give you power. I can give you all these things if you would just worship Me. Jesus clearly says, we only worship God alone. And Jesus so wonderfully used God's power with a lot of patience. He waited. He trusted. He allowed God's power to prove Himself worthy by simply entrusting Himself very confidently and very patiently to the power of God. And ultimately, He tells Satan to be gone. Power for us, we tend to use for ourselves. We see something of power to be powerful, something that we want to lord over other people. We want to use power in a way that causes others to worship us and to serve us and to take care for our needs and our wants, our privileges, and we want everything very quickly. And so we also use and misuse patience. How many times do we confess impatience? How we're not patient with one another, we're not patient with God, and ultimately we're not patient with ourselves. And so our Lord speaks to us in parables today. What He's helping us to realize that we need to take some time in prayer, just like Jesus. What is God saying to you today? What is it that you want to say to God? Where is God inviting you to grow and to change? And where is God asking you to develop the gift of your own power, your own prayer, and your own patience, that it leads to the glory of God and leads other people to the kingdom of God and not to yourself? What God shows us is His power is powerlessness, that God doesn't use His power for Himself. He only uses His power for good. And the way God uses His power is good is to make Himself powerless, helpless. And so God's patience is the power. And His patience is there, directed for our repentance and for our salvation. And God has an eternity of this power. God's patience is an eternal patience, because it's geared and directed to our redemption, and to our salvation. And that's the power. But God exercises that power with extreme helplessness. God waits. God waits for you to change. God waits for you to repent. God waits for you to grow in faith. God waits for you to change, to ultimately come back, to be converted, to do penance through prayer, through patience. And that's the power that God gives you and I. When we misuse that power, we grow impatient. And when we grow impatient, we grow in anger. And when we grow in anger, we start using foul language. We want to dispute everything. We want to wage war. We want violence. And there's no power in that. God calls that weakness. He says the Spirit comes in our weakness because we don't know how to pray as we ought. We don't know how to use this power of patience for good. That we too, in order to be powerful, we need to be powerless in the eyes of God, to be helpless, to be weak, and allow God to overcome the misery for you and for me. What is the power that you and I have? Is the power to say yes and the power to say no. That's our power. And if we allow ourselves to be weak in our weakness in the eyes of God, that power can help us to use that accurately. To say yes to God in all things, that's our baptismal promises, and to say no to the enemy, to the devil, to renounce him, to resist him, to reject him, that's the power. But we need patience to do that. How often do we react in situations? How often do we react to our family and friends? How often do we react to our coworkers and our bosses? We're always reacting. That's impatient. That's the misuse of God's power. But if we just take a moment and to allow the Spirit to surge inside of us in those moments of weakness and moments of impatience, if we just call on the Holy Spirit, who prays in us because we don't know how to pray, that if we allow the power of the Holy Spirit in those moments of impatience, in the moments of weakness, to allow us to really pray and reflect on God's word, then in that patience, in God's patience, we'll be always, always able to say yes to God in all things, and to renounce the enemy as Jesus did. My brothers and sisters, impatience is our weakness. Our power comes in being able to wait for the Lord to lead us and then to follow in his way.